Welcome to episode 576 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Amy. Aloha, and welcome back to the show, Amy.
Thank you. I'm looking at all of us with all of our readers on. It's kind of funny to me.
Today, okay. We're taking you to the stunning island of Bali, where Amy just attended our host agency's Luxury Sales Summit. Known for its lush valleys, golden beaches, and world-class resorts, Maui is the perfect backdrop for exploring what's next in luxury travel. So get ready for insider stories, fresh ideas, and a touch of island inspiration, all from paradise. So let's get started.
Okay, I just have to say for the record, the reader's comment was a little bit too behind the scenes.
Okay, don't get that. Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry. Donna, you have food between your teeth. Shh. No.
So, the Luxury Sales Summit. So, kind of tell our readers, because, I mean, we've talked about our annual conferences. How is this really different from, say, our annual conferences?
Much, much smaller. If you've talked about that on an episode before. So, the Luxury Sales Summit was 40 travel agents this year. We had a total of 42 suppliers. Now, when I say that, that's
almost 40... a one-to-one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I love this event, because I tend to get lost in the crowd. Even though I'm very extroverted, I don't like to push my way in front to talk to a supplier or BDM. So I love this event. So we had 42. One day we had one-on-ones, and it was speed dating. We had 8 minutes with each supplier, and somebody was doing the timer, and we would switch tables. 8 minutes with 42 suppliers. That's a long day.
That is.
It's a long day. And honestly, these are not all suppliers. I have never heard of some. I don't sell a lot of them. I might only sell a handful of them a lot, but I always come away with probably one or two that I'm super intrigued by and I want to do more training on, and I start to sell them. And same thing with ideas. Like, of course, you leave those conferences full of ideas and things you want to implement. And I come home with all of those. I'm like, okay, maybe if I just focus on one or two things, one of these things will actually. Anyways, I love it. It's really beneficial for me. And maybe it isn't for everybody, but it is for me.
Well, and you have to qualify to get, so don't sell yourself short. This is a big deal to get to go to this event. So.
And if I can qualify every year, this is the one I'll go to. This is amazing. Amazing. I love it. And now it's not always in Hawaii either. Last year was, I didn't go last year and I forget where it was. The year before
it was
in
Santa Barbara.
Was it San? Yeah. You're right, because everybody got sick. Yes, and I did not go. Yes. I heard about that this time. But I did Connection last year, so I didn't feel like I needed to.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of the same suppliers. It's just the luxury brands.
And do you think that this, it sounds like it's made a big difference in your, like, your ability to sell luxury?
Yeah.
In general.
So you have, if you're invited to this, you're selling luxury. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got lucky because I was starting to do groups about the time that I got invited. And that's why I got invited. Not because I was like focusing on luxury necessarily, but the group was big enough that they noticed me. So, but yes, I come away from there and I've learned about, like, this year, have you guys sold Explorer Journeys yet?
Mm-hmm. I have.
I was so intrigued. Not just the BDM. It's also, you know, a lot of what we do in sales is about our relationships with our BDMs, or if you love
business
a product.
Business development managers for guys out there TV land.
Yeah. And when we get to know our BDMs well, we kind of have an insider communication line. Mm-hmm. If there's not just issues, but if we want to thank them for something, or maybe if we have a VIP and we're like, can you throw a bottle of wine in their room or something? Like, we just have those extra... Mm-hmm. relationships. And now I forgot the question. Where was I going with that?
Explorer Journeys.
Yeah. So Explora. So I met Mary Gallo, and I was intrigued by the product because she kept saying, if you have clients that do this, 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 this would be a perfect segue to them. Or, and I was just looking at the product. I want to go on it. So I told her, I was like, okay, so this is selfish. Like, I want to go, but I think I can think of a handful of clients that I would also like to do. And twice this week now, I've already quoted them. Like, nice. You come away, you know your clients, and you know if you have, I mean, it's helpful for all of our clients too. So,
well, that's the biggest part of our job, I think, is the fact that finding the right supplier, the right product, the right cruise line, the right resort to make their vacations amazing.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
And the more you can learn about the suppliers and their product lines and get on them, or the better agent you are.
You can speak to it. Yeah.
And it is, I mean, experiencing it and learning about it, just like if you don't know, you don't know. And so, and some people don't know, like they might call for, you know, wanting to go on a river cruise, but they don't know that there's several options. They think there might be only one, you know, so it does. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Because they've seen their commercials on television.
Yes. Exactly.
Like,
and that's
too,
it.
Yeah.
And they don't know. Exactly. Yeah. Do you guys, so you know what was big this year? And I don't know if it's big in the industry because I don't sell a lot of it, is the expedition cruising.
We had somebody come and talk to us about that at our Asta lunch.
There were a lot of suppliers for that and safaris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
A lot. Yeah. So I'll need some. I have a lot of cards.
Nice.
That was, you know, we go to these events, and just to give you an idea what it was like, I should have extended and I didn't. It was Hawaii and I live on the East Coast and I didn't extend. So I was only in Hawaii for 4 nights.
Ooh.
Just for the nights. Yes. Yeah.
That is a long flight to only go for 4 days.
Right. I know. I had just been on another trip and I was like, I can't be away longer. And I really wanted to do this. So that was my give.
So how was the flight over?
So I broke it up a little bit. I flew Southwest, so my layover was going to be Phoenix, and my father lives in Phoenix, so I spent one night in Phoenix on the way over to break it up and spent the night with him and my brother, which was great. Yeah. And then the next day, so I had a direct flight to Phoenix and a direct flight from Phoenix into Maui. But that flight, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember now. I feel like it was at least 6 or 7 hours from Phoenix. Coming home was ridiculous because I had two stops. I don't think I've even done that from Europe before, but I had two stops on the way home because that flight got me home the earliest in the day from even the one-stop flights. So it was just long travel days. Coming home is worse than going for sleep.
Yeah. Plus you're leaving so early. I bet you still wanted to be there.
Yeah. Well, so the flights leaving Maui were evening flights. Like I think like eight to 10.
Most of them were overnight. Overnighters.
But I will say like that Maui airport is tiny. It's small. It's easy to navigate. You don't clear customs, right? Cause it's US. So none of that. It was easy. I just grabbed an Uber straight over to the resort. It might have
taken.
Where
did you stay?
We were staying at the Waldorf property, the Grand Wailea Resort and Spa, which is in the western side in Wailea. So that ride took me maybe 20 or 30 minutes to get over there. That resort is humongous. It's huge. So there were not shuttles along the property. There weren't golf carts. So if you have anybody with mobility issues, it's just let them know. There's elevators and everything, but it's a huge property.
They need a scooter, not a wheelchair.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a good idea. And one thing I will say, that across all of the properties that I toured, food is not cheap over there. I mean, it's not on resort anyways, usually wherever you go, but it was pricey. Mm-hmm. And in Wailea, where this resort was, and if you look at a map of Wailea and all the resorts along the coast there, you'll see like a Marriott property, this Waldorf, there's a Fairmont, Four Seasons, all along there. There's a like a boardwalk in front of it, in front of all of these properties. You just walk along. You can hit up any one of these resorts and go to their restaurants. But just keep in mind that there is a little shopping area. I forget the name of it. I think it's even walking distance from Wailea. I think it's in between the Waldorf and the Marriott. So you can stock up on some grocery items in your little fridge in your room. Mm-hmm. But I met Mitch with Azamara down there in the lobby for a drink the first night. And I just got a glass of wine. And I didn't go crazy. I just got a glass of white wine. I think it was white. And the glass was $31. That's wow. more than I spent on a bottle of yeah. wine.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's more than Miami prices.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. But wow. the food was the same. We ate at Nobu is the restaurant in the Grand Wailea. And that was a supplier nice. Did that. Thank you so much, Karen, for you're listening. That was an amazing dinner.
She's with Allianz Insurance, just so you know.
Yes, yes. That's the only one I sell. So, yeah, I was happy to be nice. Her dinner date.
It's a good shout out. Yeah.
But yeah, I love the Wailea area. I had been to Maui before and only stayed in Wailea, so I didn't even know the East Coast side. Mm-hmm. I knew all these properties, and we visited the Marriott and the Four Seasons and the Fairmont. And now I'm trying to remember, is it the Fairmont or the Four Seasons? One of them is where the White Lotus Hawaii was filmed.
Oh,
so okay. they do. I think, is it the Fairmont? I feel like it's the Fairmont.
I would have to Google it.
I have to look at my. Yeah. I'd have to look at my posts. But they do tours of like
the White Lotus tours.
Yes, and they had some of the memorabilia. Remember the oh my gosh, what is it? The urn with all of the ashes in it that character is carrying. Like that's in their case. It's so funny.
So in that movie, or not movie, but on that show, they made it look like you had to take a boat, like the ferry, to get to it. You know, but you don't. Okay, yeah. No. They never really
that would be
say
magic.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. That's really neat though. I'd have to watch it all over again before I went.
But there's plenty of dining there, plenty of pools in that resort. Mm-hmm. Lots of families were there. It was gorgeous. I didn't see much of it because I was in a classroom all day, every day, from 8 to 5. And then at night they would say, meet for dinner in this thing, or we're going on an excursion. I loved it. It was just exhausting. But I want to do it again.
So tell us about the excursion that you went on.
We did a sunset cruise, just our group. So we had our 40 agents, and most of the suppliers went.
Nice.
And they, you know, I get really seasick. I take Dramamine to fly. I take it if someone else is driving. I take it when I go on cruises. So I was a little worried about this one since it was a small little vessel. They do offer food and wine on it. I just sat on the back in the air. And I was fine. Everybody else was on the top deck. I knew I could not go up there. Uh-huh. But I got the best view of the sunset. So by the time we turned around the boat and faced the sunset, everybody came down to where I was. But it was really neat because the people that were the crew was all women, and they are not, I won't say they're marine biologists, but they are in that field somewhere. So they know everything about that, the turtles and the volcanoes and what everything around that affects that body of water that we were sailing, and they knew everything about. It was really neat. I do suggest that. Like I would not normally say, let's go do a sunset cruise, because you can watch it from the resort, but this was pretty unique. It was neat.
And if it includes dinner and stuff too, that's kind of like a whole thing, mm-hmm. you know. So, and it is different seeing things from the water, I think.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Cool. So, did you get over to Lahaina?
We did one day. So, yes, we took the motor coach over, and that was at least an hour drive. Dramamine over there. So we got to see the area where those fires really affected that area. It was 2023, and they were rebuilding. So there was a lot of
construction.
New building and still tons of construction, tons. Yeah. But the thing that was cool about the resorts over on that side of the island is there's an artist, at least one, that would take the tree trunks of the burned trees and make carvings out of them for artwork at these resorts. And then they could sell them. And all that money went right back into that community. So, and I took a lot of pictures of those because they were really unique. It kind of reminded me, Sandy, of the tree stumps at the Sandals properties that we used to see. It's really cool.
Yeah. There'll be more of those now. Yeah. That's cool. I wondered how they were doing because I know that they've said Maui's open for business. Come, you know, they want tourists to come back because they rely so heavily on that. So it sounds like
they were so thankful. They were so thankful of us everywhere we went, especially on that side of the island. They were like, "Please send your clients here. We are open. You can see like everything's up and running, like how beautiful it is. Thank you. Like they were so thankful. And honestly, me having never been on that side, I didn't think I would like it as much as Wailea, but the beaches on that side are magnificent. And that's where you go if you're going to do the snorkeling tours or a lot of the water activities, you're going to have to go over on that side of the island anyways. It was beautiful. And that's where the Ritz and the Hyatt, and there were a couple others we saw. Weston,
you said.
And on that side too, I think it was right next to the Weston, there's a shopping center too. So again, if you want to save some money, there's some shopping areas you can grab some drinks or snacks in, which is a great segue into the club sections of all of these properties that we got to look at. So it is astronomical, the amount of food. I cannot imagine if I had brought my family for the four nights, the breakfast, the snacks, my alcohol, how expensive that would have been. And yes, I probably would have gone next door and gotten a few bottles of wine and some snacks, but you're still going to have meals. I can't imagine how much money. So the club level, yes, it's more expensive for the room, but on most of these places, when we were doing the math per day, what it is way worth it to get that club level, because even if it only includes a full breakfast and like drinks throughout, like they might have a happy hour at night or little tiny finger foods throughout the day. That's huge, because that alone would be a couple hundred dollars a day that you'd be spending.
Because I think I actually had clients at the Grand Wailea, and I think breakfast was $35 a head.
Okay. That actually and that's just for breakfast. For them. Yeah. Right.
I mean, dinners are going to be $100 a head probably or more. So,
yeah. And these club lounges are gorgeous. They're overlooking the ocean. The one at the Westin was open air, covered, but open air. And it had a little pool up there. And they had entertainment, a little guitar guy. It was gorgeous. Like, these are beautiful lounges. They're not just a room with no windows or anything. So check that out. Like, yeah, check out the club level. I think as much as it is ahead of time to pay that up front, you'll be happy you had it.
Yeah, I am the type of person that likes to have as much taken care of before I go. Yes. It just helps you budget it, you know? Totally. So, and that would be severe sticker shock to me to show up and be paying $30 for a glass of wine.
I am not a one wine glass person.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I can be a more than one, but you know, I can also limit myself to one. So
the people I've sent there usually would be renting a car, you know, so they can do some exploring on their own. So when you did that motor coach, did you see any like food truck places or that kind of stuff?
There are. In fact, they told us about one of them. There are food trucks, and I feel like one of the resort had some food trucks. I know in Wailea along that boardwalk area I was talking about, you can find food trucks along there.
Okay.
Oh gosh, and what's the famous one? I feel like it's right before you do the drive to Hana, the road to Hana, the Paella Fish Market is famous. Okay. A little famous one, and I ate there last time I was there. But about renting cars, that's huge. Yeah, because then you don't have to pay for that. You can just, in fact, I have a client right now I'm doing an itinerary for, and they're renting a car on most of the islands. And you can, a lot of times you can just do that at the resort you're at, so you don't have to pay for the parking. You can rent it right there. I know the
just for
the
a water, day even.
Yeah, and you just get it there and you return it that night, and you're not paying for, I think parking was like $60 a night.
Yeah.
Where we were.
Well, Amy, is there anything else you would like to add?
Is there? I don't feel like there is. I guess, do people ask you questions here? They can ask.
That would be me.
I mean, the audience, do they ever like type in later? They're like, oh my gosh, I was wondering about, duh.
We encourage that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it usually very rarely happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if there are any, let me know and I will try to answer. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else. I will say, you know, being on the East Coast, it's hard to motivate to go to the West Coast way to Hawaii from here when we have the Caribbean on our side.
Yeah.
But it is a different kind of beautiful. It is beautiful.
It's one of those
for more than 4 days.
Please.
It's one of those, you know, hey, we're not going to do this again. Probably this is a bucket list trip, especially if you're coming all the way from the East Coast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Or honeymoon, something extra special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's so many islands to go back to. So I don't think people should ever look at it as one.
And if you're going to go over there, go to at least two of the islands for sure, right? Because it's so easy to puddle jump around. Yeah. So no, I'm sorry. I don't have anything else to say.
Take the time. There we go. Nice. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yay!
So on behalf of Sandy and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.